typical March weather will continue to impact portions of the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through the next full week because of a mix of weather conditions. We'll see some rainfall. We'll see a little bit of snow in a few locations in the far north. We'll also see temperatures that will bounce around quite a bit across the region, reminding us that it's still late winter at the same time, showing us what's yet to come with some warmer weather. In fact, today will be one of the warmer days across the Midwest. We'll be expecting to see afternoon highs today running upwards into the 60s and 70s across a big part of the region, but not necessarily in the northwest part of the area. Northwestern sections of the region, including the Dakotas and Minnesota, will see highs limited to the upper 20s and 30s. Quite a temperature contrast. The frontal boundary bringing in the cooler air across the plains and Midwest today will generate a little bit of wind as well. We'll see sustained wind speeds of 15 to 25 miles per hour and some stronger gusts occurring along the frontal boundary and just behind it. We'll also see some shower activity that will be occurring this morning in a rather erratic, disorganized manner will intensify and become better organized as we go into the night tonight and especially Thursday in the southern plains. At that time, Texas and Oklahoma will have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Now, the high plains region will probably be least likely to pick up on meaningful precipitation. However, we will see a little bit of moisture occur in that area as well. There'll be enough cool air aloft that perhaps some snowfall will occur in southeastern Colorado, the northwestern parts of the Texas Panhandle, and neighboring areas of New Mexico. This will occur mostly late tonight and more likely tomorrow into tomorrow night. The precipitation potentials in Oklahoma and parts of North Texas may get upwards to about 0.8 inches. The frontal boundary as it moves through the Midwest will also generate some precipitation for many of us, and we'll look for the moisture totals there running anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 0.5 inches. Precipitation is not expected to be heavy from this particular event, but a follow-up disturbance will be coming into the region as we move into the weekend. A low-pressure system will form in Texas and work its way north-northeastward, passing through most of the central Midwestern crop areas, and this will likely take place from Saturday into Monday. And the storm system will likely leave behind a fair amount of moisture, nothing too exorbitant, but it will keep the ground pretty wet in some locations. Local flooding will be possible. This will be most likely centered on places like southeastern Missouri, the U.S. Delta region, southern Illinois, or southwestern sections of Indiana. The storm system will move out of the region fairly swiftly towards the early to middle part of next week, take a short break, but more storminess will likely come in shortly thereafter. Temperatures at night across the region will likely cool back into the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the Midwest, while minimum temperatures in the rest of the region will likely cool down into some 20s and 30s during the coolest days, which will probably show up as we move into the Friday-Saturday time period. None of the cooling across the Midwest will prove to be threatening to any of the winter crops. In the meantime, dryness continues to be a concern in parts of Western Europe, in particular from France southward into Spain and Portugal. These areas have seen little to no precipitation recently and have had a very dry winter season. Outside of that, continued favorable weather will prevail in South America. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.